Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm and warm night across Israel. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect for a peaceful evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, a civilian contractor from Shfaraman was killed by a Hezbollah drone in Lebanon earlier today. This report comes from Ynet. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew states we must end the ceasefire farce, emphasizing the need for Israel to clarify its position to the United States against ongoing attacks from Lebanon. Also this hour, the Trump administration sanctioned Iran's shadow banking sector, according to JNS, highlighting the danger it poses to U.S. personnel and regional allies. Separately, NBA coach Steve Kerr criticized Israel in an interview, claiming revenge motives after October 7. This coverage is from Forward. And finally, Jerusalem Post questions whether Israel will maintain its stance on Iran if the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Belaz posted 35 minutes ago identifying the Defense Ministry's civilian contractor killed in the Hezbollah drone strike as Amer Hujirat, a resident of Shfaralam. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, writing on X earlier today, warned that Iran's shadow banking system supports its armed forces, posing severe risks. Iacobi posted just 18 minutes ago with a cryptic message about Zohran Mamdani's wife and her recent celebrations. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the tragic incident in Lebanon, Ynet reports that Amer Hujirat, a civilian contractor, died when a Hezbollah drone struck an engineering vehicle. His 19-year-old son was also wounded. This attack underscores the ongoing tension along Israel's northern border, affecting both military personnel and civilians involved in defense operations. Turning to the U.S.-Iran developments, earlier today, JNS reported that the Trump administration imposed sanctions on Iran's shadow banking. This network funnels illicit funds to support Iranian military activities. The move aims to curb Iran's regional influence and protect U.S. interests in the area. Meanwhile, the discussion around Israel's response to Hezbollah attacks continues. Israel Hayom Hebrew argues that the current ceasefire isn't sustainable. They urge for a more decisive stance from Israel to protect its borders. This highlights the delicate balance between diplomatic relations and national security. On the economic front, first, Intel's stock surge has brought significant benefits to employees and the U.S. government. CTEC reports that the value of equity awards has soared, boosting staff compensation. Separately, the Supreme Court's recent decision imposes financial penalties on draft evaders, as reported by Globes. This includes withdrawal of financial benefits, impacting many across the country. And finally, Walla Business says 17,000 households in conflict zones will receive grants of up to 2,500 shekels starting today. This aid aims to support families directly affected by ongoing tensions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.